David, congratulations. You've been inducted into the Tasmania Motorsport Hall of Fame with your dad, Graham. It must be very special.
It is. For Dad and I, and I believe we're the first father and son to be inducted into the Hall of Fame in the 1 year. So yep. Very, very rapt.
And only the second father and son behind Brian and John Bow, of course.
Yes.
And I think you said during the presentation, you know, that you didn't expect this honour because of the names that have gone before you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was the biggest shock of my life and will always remain that. Dad said, oh, look, I've got something to tell you. He said, good and bad. And I thought, oh, bad, what's good? So I said, what's the bad? And he said, I got a letter, and I thought it was something to do with his health. Mm. And but he wouldn't tell me until I got back home. And then he said, Melby, you tell David. And then Melby said, no, Dad, Graham, you tell David. And I'm thinking, what is it? Anyhow, when they showed me, I couldn't believe it. I actually read it twice, and I thought, this is not right.
So. I had the pleasure of writing that letter to you as the executive officer of the Hall of Fame, and I'm really pleased that it got that reaction from you as well. Michelle Fish was also inducted today, of course, unfortunately posthumously because she passed away last month, but she knew she was being inducted, and her family appreciated that, and of course you knew Michelle as well as everyone else did.
Oh, absolutely, and when you look at her resume, what was read out, like, unbelievable, and but at least she knew she'd been inducted, so... That's peace of mind, and she's well and truly worthy of it many, many times over.
And so too are you. Of course, you won Bathurst in 1987, co-driving with Peter Brock and Peter McLeod. And I guess, you know, the fact that you went to race at Bathurst 18 times, you were living every boy racer's dream, weren't you?
Yeah, look, the very first time I went to Bathurst, I fell in love with it. Walked around it. I went missing for some, it was nearly 5 hours. I just walked around with Jansen. They couldn't find me. I just walked up and back and forwards and looked at it, and every crack, every little bit of the bitumen, and it just grabbed me. And every time I go there, no matter what year it is, the goose comes up, back of my neck and up my arms and stuff like that. It's very, very special.
So that first time when Peter Jansen got you in as part of his team, did you have to sort of pinch yourself to think, hey, I'm racing at Bathurst tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was a funny thing behind that. I was scheduled to run with... Bob Holden in a 2-litre Escort, and that was really good. And but more so than that, Dad said, look, we're going to run at Bathurst and we're going to run as a father and son team. So I feel a bit sad that, you know, after all these years, Dad and I spoke about it, and he said, yeah, we was going to go and do that. And he said, I would love to run at Bathurst. And I said, Dad, there's only one thing that would have been a problem. And he said, what's that, David? I said, well, you can't drive the thing like you used to, you hang it sideways and this, that. I said, you'd have hung it up on top of the wall going across the top.
Yeah,
and he said,
yeah.
Oh, prime shares. He said, yeah. I said, you would have had to smooth right up. So we were going to run as a father and son.
Would have been something special.
Yeah.
And, of course, not only Bathurst is where you had success. You had, you know, wins in racetracks all over Australia. And, a dairy farmer from Tasmania, it just goes to show, you know, if you've got the determination and a little bit of support, what you can achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've had a tremendous amount of support. And as I said, how we achieved it and got recognised with Dad and myself, you know, in a panel van and a trailer. And we slept in the panel van a couple of times. And... yeah, unbelievable. You just don't do that sort of stuff, but we did it.
That's the thing. I mean, people probably don't know that in the early days, you actually put the race car on the trailer, hooked up to a panel van, went across what would have been on the Empress of Australia, I reckon, back then.
Right around.
And you went right around Australia doing the championship.
Yep, absolutely. And borrowed a gearbox and tyres and stuff like that. But, I was lucky. I was very lucky. But I had a determined father, which, as I've always said, he's been the backbone behind me on and off the track.
Well, you mentioned a couple of times today, and I've never heard you say this before, that you actually thought of giving it up at one point. And
I did.
It was Graham that actually said, no, don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I just said, it's all too hard. You can't get sponsorship. And I said, it's just never going to happen. He said, don't worry about it, David. We're coming. We're going. And we actually, I said, no, it was ready to go to Western Australia. And the car wasn't ready. And Wayne Mankin was helping and doing this, and he said, and then the trailer, we drove down the road a bit, and the trailer brakes were jammed on and this, and I said, let's forget about it, don't worry about it, no, so that's how it all started, and I've never forgotten about it. No matter how hard it is, you never give up.
And you can look back on it with a lot of satisfaction. You've had a fantastic career. Today, very special because not only being inducted with your dad, but the car that he drove in 1975 before he handed it over to you, and you drove it, it's here today, that very same Turana.
It is, and just had a couple of laps then. been in the back seat, and I'm a terrible passenger. But the back seat one,
yep.
Yeah, I don't like it. I do not like it. I've had a run at it, but yeah, look, it's fantastic that for Dad's sake, you know, he's been very, very ill, and he's not well at all by any stretch of the imagination. So to be able to have the car here, and to be able to go and have a run around in the passenger side, it's special for him. Yep. He will remember that. He'll be talking about that forever and a day.
Yeah, and to be inducted along with his son.
Yeah.
Look, congratulations to you and Graham, and also to Michelle Fish. But well done, you deserve it. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks very much.